All right, we're at the end of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. We have the last three sifim to go. And the Iker is the third of these three, but nevertheless, let's see all of them. Sif Yud Dalid seems simple enough. Beya, an egg. Afa Pisha Roi L'Goyma Chaya. Despite the fact that it's possible to eat a raw egg, Chazanim eat it. In Bishloi, v'kechavim asura. Nevertheless, if a guy cooks it, it's also. What's the hesber here? The hesber is, says the Taz Yodalid, hatam dachila yadeat chaki, because it's eating something that you eat only yadeat chak, and something you eat only yadeat chak is not. I guess he holds that nobody, he doesn't have to come on to Rav. He says even if people would eat, even if Rav people would eat it, Ayidat Chak, that's also not an Achila. That's what he says. Now, coincidentally, this is Nageya to something I spoke about yesterday here in Shul. I mentioned yesterday the Shaila regarding Muktzah. What? Very good. Okay. I mentioned yesterday that I made the copies that fell out. That I mentioned yesterday that the raw eggs and raw meat and raw fish should be mukta, and that a person can't be metaltal it. Now, Shulchan Aruch itself in Simen Shin Ches, it says that raw meat is not mukta because it's edible, but the Mishnah Berurah brings, and it's more, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Machlaikis, it's more clear in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says today certainly people don't eat raw meat, and raw meat today, even raw chicken, raw fish, if it's not made into sushi, if it's a type of raw meat or raw fish that nobody would eat, that's mukta. And I mentioned that that's true as well regarding raw eggs. Now, I saw the following taina. It says in one of the Haintiga Mukta Svarim, in Simen Shin Yud, which is still Hilchas Mukta, it says that an egg is not mukta. As a matter of fact, it's not even coming to tell you that. It says that if you have an egg, and after having collected the eggs from the chickens' nests, a person changed his mind. He took an egg and put it back under a chicken. Why would anybody do that? So he put it back under the chicken with the idea of it hatching. And then on Shabbos, he wants an egg. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's not hooked to midaita. He can go back to the nest and pull out the egg and eat the egg. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So clearly in the time of Shulchan Aruch, raw eggs were not mukta. So the question now is, in Mahilchas Mukta Shaila, when it says in Shulchan Aruch, raw eggs were not mukta, is that because it was more common to eat raw eggs in those days? And then Bizman Hazeh, where it changed, it's less common, and therefore Bizman Hazeh it's mukta? Or is that even Bizman Hazeh, that raw eggs should not be mukt. So they bring a raya from this sif. We see in Hilchis Bishul Akum that raw eggs, even in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, were not eaten normally, were only eaten ayidat chak, because it says an egg is not a davish and echol chai, and there's a dim Bishul Akum. So the taina is, from here it's a raya, that even in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, raw eggs were not eaten. And since raw eggs were not eaten, it blibes.
And it was still not
mukta. So it's a raya bizman hazeh, also that it should be not mukta. That's the raya that they bring. What?
Nobody eats it because it causes salmonella.
It only has salmonella if it's around for a while. Don't they have one of these drinks, one of these alcoholic beverages they put in a raw egg? What's it called?
Eggnog.
I don't know. I think so.
What is it? No? There's no drink they put raw eggs into?
Eggnog.
So his taina is that it shouldn't be muktzeh b'zman hazeh. We see from here such a cloud that things that are eaten al yedei hadchak are okay. Yes. Yeah. Say it again. There's no way to bishlakum. What ma'aselim? Mechaba says be'yaf vishuriel lugay mechaya b'shechal masura. I gave akdama. An egg is lechem mishnah.
Only if you can slice it.
No more than an apple. It's no more a challah than an apple is a challah. So okay.
So
pure egg challah. Yeah, just pure egg challah.
Is adiyat atchak mixed with something now, else? Mixed with something else all by itself. Adiyat atchak. If you mix with something else, it could be eaten.
Right. Can I trouble you in the study? When I made copies, must have fallen out. The CVC of paper, it's half printed. Half it's printed, half is blank. It's actually this half. You see it. It's folded in half, actually.
We used to heat milk and put the...
Right. So we see that something which is only eaten a yedei hadchak is not muktzeh Shabbos. It's enough of an oichel fil for Shabbos. Right. So we see, because the same mechaber who said that in his day, eggs only eaten a yedei hadchak, says that eggs are not muktzeh. So it should be a raya that even something that's only in Ayidei Atchak should not be muktzah, and that egg shouldn't be muktzah.
When it comes to Ayidei Atchak,
is that considered doing it Ayidei Atchak? Bishlak was not doing it Ayidei Atchak.
It
has nothing to do with this. Here the question is, whether it's edible enough, the question is, what's muktzah? Which foods are muktzah? So we're saying from here, which foods are muktzah? The foods that are nechal ayidei hadchak are not muktzah. You see, eggs are not muktzah to the mechaber, and the mechaber, the metzias was, if it came at halach, just the metzias was, it was only nechal ayidei hadchak. Now, however, it's not really a strong raya. I'll tell you why. The meat, you could say the same thing. Meat, the mechaber says, is not muktzah. And meat, there's also bishalakum. If you take raw meat and you cook it, there's bishalakum. So it's also something, obviously it was only nechai de'atchak, raw meat. So there's bishalakum. And nevertheless, the place can say that bizman hazeh, it's worse. Even though in the time of Shulchan Aruch, it's not chal yedei hadchak, but it had to be at least nechal sometimes. And meat, which today nobody eats raw. So even though it was nechal yedei hadchak, but it's not the same as something which people don't eat. And if so, eggs, which even though maybe some people do eat it, anybody have eaten a raw egg? You did?
I was a kid.
You were a kid. We are not there that day.
My right. Put
well, why'd you enjoy it? It tasted good. Or shtick?
No,
my hobby's.
We hit this with yellow of the egg, with sugar, milk, and yellow of the egg. It tastes very good.
Tastes very good. Okay. So maybe it's not up.
I don't know if I could eat it now.
Raw meat is also protein.
But I cook it by the sun. My Shabbos cook it by the sun.
It's true. Shulchan Aruch says it's in the sun. Time has Shulchan Aruch wasn't booked. That's clear. All right, I had a copy of a psak. It fell out when I was making the copies.
Add a copy of a psak, which again, you can't believe every psak that you read, but they quoted there from Rav Eliyashiv that eggs bezman hazeh are muktzah, and that people should be careful to take the eggs off the refrigerator door before Shabbos, because it makes the refrigerator door into a bustas ledavar aser. There are other things also. Okay, the argument can be made on the refrigerator door. There are other things also, and that therefore it's okay. However, what are you going to do with the freezer door? Many people on the freezer door have only raw meat or raw chicken or things that are not edible. The freezer door, you got to put your ice cream, your margarine on the freezer door. If you're going to have only books of things on the freezer door, so you can have a problem that is books. So what? Tiltul min atzad, v'tzarach davar amutar. Question is, if tiltul min atzad has to be in a shinoi dekaifin, or this is enough to be called the machine the mission of the dekaifin. Oh, no, it's not tiltul min atzad. I'm sorry. The door itself is basis. As far as the raw meat is tiltul min atzad, but the door itself is a basis. So, therefore, the door itself is mukzah. The door itself you're handling normally. Tiltul min atzad helps for mukzah mamish. It's not davar amutar. But the door it does not for a basis. The boss is mukta by itself. Even have segadol, it's still us. So I don't know. It's a funny thing. Yesterday, I walked into shul, and somebody was waiting with his shaila. They had by them who happened to be fish that they took out erev Shabbos in the freezer to thaw to cook for Shabbos, and now they realized that they never got around to cooking it. It was still the raw fish was still out. So when I walked into shul yesterday, someone was waiting to ask me if they could put it back in the freezer. I told them that it's muktzah, they have to leave it out and finished. And so I ended up speaking about it yesterday. Obviously, on my way to shul, I already was planning to talk about something. So I talked about three cases of muktzah that people are not aware of. And it's good I changed, because everybody was interested. I was really going to talk about, I know Asmamin was in the parasha about being honest and money, and nobody's interested in that. I should say no one needs that. But this is something that actually looks at situations that actually people are not aware of, that I think people are surprised about. All right. I was talking about, by the way, it's just this one, the raw food is also things like spaghetti or rice. So these people open the cabinet and they move things around. They want to get to the coffee. The coffee is always in front. If they want to get to something in the back, people are not aware that spaghetti is muktzah or rice, raw rice is muktzah. Any raw food that's not edible, people are not aware that it's that the varam muktzah. Yeah, people don't realize it's so used. It's food. Food is food. You cook through, let's say you have a frozen bagel or something. It's not muktzah because since you could defrost it and eat it, you could take it out, let it defrost and eat it. So it's not, it's food, it's not a davar muktzah. The shein kein a
raw meat, you could give it to the dog, no? You give it to a dog.
If you have a dog in your house and you feed it to him, then it won't be muktzah.
Let's say you're a foot and you have to put ice on it to get you used to
food. That's nice. If you want to take something and use it for a different use, you have to be miyachid it oilamis. It has to be yichud al oilam. No one's miyachid it forever to use as an ice pack. Or you have to do a maisa to show the hishtah what the new use.
So it doesn't.
It has to be a sketzai ben hashmashis. If it's muktzah ben hashmashis, it's muktzah for the whole Shabbos. So if ben hashmashis, you miyachid it loilam. No, it's miyachid it loilam. You're gonna. You don't have to do it, but if you want it not to be muktzah, then in other words, every week you need an ice pack. Forever. So you're never going to cook it, that means. You're miyachid la'ilam, it has to be miyachid alam, that means you're never going to cook it. All the meat in your freezer, you're always going to... No. To change muktzah... If you're planning to cook it, that's how yichud alam is. You need... It says, let's say you want to take a rock, and you want to designate it to hold your door open, or to hold the page down. So it says you need one of two things, either yichud ilamis, or you do a shinui, you paint on it some design to do it. But otherwise you can't, it doesn't just change. Okay, at any rate, that's a side topic that comes from Sif Yudalid. Let's see, says Sif Tezvav. The other two, I mentioned that mail, stam mail, people pick up the mail and put it aside, mail is muktzah. I also mentioned that the drawers in people's desks, people don't realize they have a candy in the drawer, they open the drawer and take out a candy. Many of the drawers in your house, in your desk, have roiv muktzah. If most of the things in a drawer are dvar muktzim, most of the value of the things, that's a basis of davar mutter, davar aser, and the drawer would be a davar aser. So if someone puts his iPod in his drawer and he happens to have some candies there too, so assuming the iPod is muktzim hasar and kis, so then the drawer is mukti, and I'll open the drawer. Now you can open it tilta bagufa, if you want to open it with your foot or your teeth or something, you can do it. But you can't, but it's also, but it's a muktzah, it's a real muktzah of a bus. What?
One question here.
What was that?
Newspaper in the category of mail.
The newspaper that comes in the mail.
No, the newspaper that's delivered
here. Well, you're really not allowed to have a guy work for you on Shabbos. So it's a problem in the first place, having a guy deliver a newspaper. No, but you're not doing halach on Shabbos, even by law. Havla is a heter in Schar Shabbos, not in Nami Olai. See, pencils are only a klish v'ate list, which is mutl tzarkoi for Mekami anyway. So it really doesn't matter. Anyway, I would think the svarim are worth more than the... hopefully it's more valuable, yeah. Okay, let's come back to Yeridaya. We don't know if any psak is reliable just because it's printed. I know a klal gadol that whatever you hear from Rabbi Yashiv, you can't rely as a psak. Even if you heard it yourself, it may or may not be reliable. But if you heard it from someone else, a klal gadol, Rishul Kamenetsky once told me, I had a Mamzeva Shaila here in Flatbush and a Geira Shaila. And he said, don't rely on anybody. Even if they bring you a tape, don't rely on anyone. You have to know Rabbi Yashiv and you have to sit with him and... You know, even these psakim about the worms, if someone comes, tells him a certain mitzias, he says it's aser, and he signs it's aser. He didn't check them, and he's accepting the mitzias of the person who told him. So you have to know, did the person who told him, was his information accurate? So that's very much has a lot to do with the issue. I'm not going to go into it now, but the issue with the worm tumult today has a lot to do with an old machlaikis between Gedalei Eretz Yisrael and Gedalei America that has nothing to do with the Isra of worms. Believe it or not, the Gedalei Eretz Yisrael, and I called, and again, who can you rely on? I called somebody, there's an American who's on Rav Voznes Bezdin. I called him and I asked him to go personally and be Mavar if this is true. The Gedalei Eretz Yisrael hold that the only worms that are mutter are worms that are created by spontaneous generation. And either they hold, they still believe that there's such a thing as spontaneous generation, mizman hazeh. Well, they say, it could be zishtana teva, but that what only worms that are ever mutter are worms that are created by spontaneous generation. And therefore, any worm that comes from a mother worm is aser, belishim shaila. That's their shita. In America, we have a Kabbalah. I know Reb Dessler writes it in his sefer. He writes it, but this whole sefer is written by his Talmud. But it's written in Rav Dessler Sefer. I know Rav Yaakov held this way. I don't know how Rav Moshe held, but Reuven Feinstein gave a speech to the Orthodox Jewish scientist, they call it, and he delineated this as a pashtus. And I grew up with this as a pashtus. That we understand that when Chazal said that worms are created in cheese or in water, it means that they were microscopic. Apidin, you're allowed to eat them. And when they come into existence, is when they become visible, halachically, they come into existence. That's the concept that Chazal were talking about. And those worms are mutter, even though they come from a mother worm. And that's, I think in America, I don't know about Chassidish circles, but in the Yeshivish circles, that's the Kabbalah pretty much. When this tumult started, I spoke to Shlomo Miller. We didn't even dawn on us that in Eretz Yisrael, this is what they hold. And we were talking about this whole Shita. And I spoke to Hill David about it. Whoever I talk about in the United States has a Kabbalah from their Rebbeim.
that there's no such thing as spontaneous generation. You can't create life from non-life. But nevertheless, it's mutter if it was macroscopic and it became visible. And in Eretz Yisrael, they answer, because they will answer no matter what, any creature that vadai came from a mother worm is a chaser, period. If it's created in meat, or in fish, or in cheese, or in water, it doesn't matter, because chazal would never matter, they're only spontaneously generated worms. So, the question is, someone said, how can anybody in America be matir if they're so chaser? It's a complicated shaila even with this. But, the raya that they answer there is not a raya, because they're going to answer anything that's not spontaneously generated. It's interesting, this person called me back from Eretz Yisrael as I was driving to a chasana, and he told me, you're right, he even went to Rav Karp, who's the Gadol HaOisrim, he told him all the Oisrim Aser, because they hold only spontaneous generated worms, are mutter, any worm that comes from a mother worm is Aser, period. And then I went to the chasana. Rav Reuven Feinstein was there. I asked him. See, he told me that this whole microscopic explanation. I asked him, did you ever hear from your father? He said he never heard anything from his father on the topic. Then I went over to Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg is everything the Teshit of his uncle. So I was wondering, his uncle started here and moved to Eretz Yisrael. Which group is he? So he told me, no, his uncle believes there's such a thing as spontaneous generation and that the scientists today are wrong and that there is such a thing, and that's what Chazal were talking about. It may not be common. There's such a thing. Remela, any worm that comes from a mother worm is a chaser. So how do we get sidetracked to this? I have no idea. But I was telling you, Rabbi Yasha Sakibar, there's more to the shah. Now, it doesn't automatically mean that it's mutter in America. But it automatically means that what we're hearing from Eretz Yisrael, signed by 6 zillion Gedalim, if they're going with this shita, it's not doesn't mean automatically it's mutter here. But I don't know, Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Palm, the way I understood, held of this microscopic explanation, and it's not that they had a das yachid. It seems everybody in America, I don't know the chassidish circles, but in our circles, everybody holds. I'm not talking about with their mutter. I'm talking about the concept of spontaneous generation, and that's a separate issue if it's mutter or not. Yes. No, nothing to do with eggs. We're talking about worms. Spontaneous generation. Mine karavi. Mine karavi. From the meat it's created. It multiplies from the meat. Well, the Shulchan Aruch Lashon is mine kagavil. And it's not a popular thing to talk about Barabim that Rabbi Yashiv holds is such a thing as spontaneous generation, because Americans have all grown up that it's absurd. And I would think that if a scientist could prove there's such a thing as spontaneous generation, he'd win the Nobel Prize. Because the evolutionists would love to come up, they would love to come up with an idea that life could be created from non-life. That would be their dream. So, what? The Mun. Got worms? Oh, that's right. I have worms. Very good. It's a rye. I don't think they'll bring a rye from the Mun. But. What? good. You're right? It just says they didn't want to eat it. It doesn't say. Okay, you're right. The Mun, maybe. What? All flour has eggs in it. But they're microscopic. No, they agree that microscopic things are mutter.
So the question is, when the worms come out,
it's yeah, when it's microscopic, there's no question. When they come out, the question is, are they created then? Or are they, do they have yichus? So that's the shadow.
So you're asking, the worms of flour never have
yichus? The worms of flour are also, so it's not no gaya.
Right,
you eat it before the worms are there, then it's mutter. Close mind, there'd be a microscopic eggs, it's mutter. No, once the. No. We had, by worms is a separate issue. That they. No. No, not if it's parish. Only if it stays in the fish. If it's parish, it's us. So we said by the word, the teva of the worms, these worms are that they are parish onto the packaging. All right, let's. I wanted to finish the siva today.
Okay, could be. It definitely could be. I don't start off. I'm not starting off the worms in the mud. All right, let's learn Siftes Vav. Let's get back to Bishalakum. Siftes Vav looks very easy. Tamarim Hamarim. Okay, I know bitter dates are not as exciting as worms, but let's see what it says. Hello? Many people have many bitter dates, I know. Tamarim Hamarim Ktsas. Sheinam Necholim Ela Aidei Atchak. Tamarim that are a little bitter, the only Aidei Atchak, and Bishlomei Bekechavim Asurim, if a guy cooks it, it's Asur, Zok the Shach. Now pay attention carefully to the Shach, and you should have a problem. The Mechaber is simple. As a matter of fact, I don't know why it has to say it. The Mechaber says, eggs that are only Aidei Atchak is Bishlomei, a separate sif. Dates that are on the Chayadat Chak also is Bishalakum. It seems to be a redundant, unneeded sif. Let's see though what it says in the Shachit Tess. Kasset is said to come in Gimel Din Gimel. Miu. Yud Tess, Shachit Tess. Miu. Hani Agasim. Agasim are what? Are peaches? Hani. Pears? Okay. What are peaches?
Afarsek,
okay. Hani Agasim v'tapuchim. Pears and apples. Afal pi, now listen carefully to the words. Afal pi sheroi v'achilos on a tzliu bishul. A certain type, I guess, crab apples, that it's normally eaten through roasting or cooking. In tzalon or bishul ayim kechavim mutarim. Nevertheless, if a guy cooks them, it's mutter. The mechavak ayim necholim gam kein chayin. Because they're also sometimes eaten raw. Void, read the rest. Void.
That's the min. That could only be the min apple.
Okay, the words, the way it says here, is a pel you have written for last time.
I don't know.
Void. Sharayv ikar achilas achai. Also, most people eat them raw. What are you talking about? A minute ago, he said roiv achilas eitzliu bishul. First he said most of it is eaten through tzli and bishul. And now he says, oh, eat shirai mekelos and chai. The words just don't flow. The answer is, oh good. The answer is that the language of this is in the Hetha was brought in the Gilyam Arshah on Sif Aleph. And there, the Gilyam Arshah, in our prints, in the second column on the first page of Kuf Yud Gimel, it's not Kuf Yud Beis, but Kuf Yud Gimel, the Ar Simen, he brings the Sivaheter, Mesefis Sivaheter, Mari Grunda, the Bishloi Kechavim, my Dalit, Miu, Hani Agasim Akashim, Bishloi Kechavim Mutarim, Sharoiv Sheveminoi Ikar Achilosum Chai. He doesn't say because most of the crab apples are eaten raw. Most of the crab apples are eaten cooked. But Roiv Sheveminoi Ikar Achilosum Chai. Most apples are eaten raw. So, Mimeli, even though this happens to be a bitter type of apple, but since this is eaten sometimes, idat chak, and roiv of the min are eaten, so therefore, that's enough. This and that, the holes, that's enough to be matir. Now, having learned that, we go back to the mechaber in tesvav. Tomorrow, ma'amorim ktsas sheinuch idat chak imshalcham asurim. Now, the mechaber is a chiddush. Mechaber is not paskening like this is the heter's second thing. Because dates also, roiv shebeminam, roiv dates, are in raw. And yet, the Mechaber is now, Tzif Tesvav isn't a bigger chiddush as Tzif Yudal. Because he's saying that the fact that Tamarim, Amarim, Ktsas are the fact that it's the min, that's not enough of a heter. Because it's only eaten idea chak, and therefore, Mishnah Chol Masur. So therefore, it's awesome. Nevertheless, right, that's what it seems. Nevertheless, the Shach, who brings the two reasons, we could still paskin that way, that even if most of a min is eaten cooked, but people would eat it raw also, not a day at chak, people would eat it raw as well, so such a thing is not bishalakam. I think string beans would be a good example. String beans are perfectly edible raw, but they're better cooked. So most people cook string beans, but you can eat raw string beans, and so memela, there's no bishalakam on it, because it's nechol chai. What? Eggs, nobody eats a shalaya de'atchak. Who eats raw eggs? Shalaya de'atchak. The fact that it's edible is not enough. It has to be that people would eat it. Shalaya de'atchak. Yeah, people would eat it. What? Well, the second reason of the Vesa Veheta argues with the Mechaber, the Shach is only bringing the two reasons together as a reason to be Mekel. Would the Shach be Mekel the second reason alone? I don't know. The Gidim Hashah, though, does seem to have passed like the second reason alone there in Sefalet, because he's applying it to a case of Halacha L'Maisa. It would seem to be Shaila. Well, it's not exactly identical. There we were clarifying, do we say that since meat and a whole is Ashulcha Malachim, so therefore, even if I happen to have salami, it's also Ashulcha Malachim. Here we're talking about the same exact piece is sometimes eaten raw, not a different... Oh, you mean the tamarim b'minam, or the apples b'minam, you're right. That would seem to be a raya, delagabi necholcha, you go bust the minam. So you're saying it should be the same thing with Ashulcha Malachim. If you go bust the min... It would be a raya that, unless you can be a machalik between the Gedarim of Nechal Chai and the Gedarim of Min.
Okay.
You're right. What?
They were trying to answer it.
Bia was saying that if Raiv of the Min is Al Shulchan Malachim, it should all be Yasa. He was saying that Raiv of the Min is Nechal Chai, which is a Kula. Yeah, so should we say it only as a Kula and not as a Chumrah? Maybe they will make Ol here and not make Ol there.
But
could be. So it's not Mukhruch then, the Dimya. Tamarim, obviously, while Shulchan Malachim, also went to Ben Shaila. I guess they were. No, once they're cooked, they're all Shulchan Malachim. So the question is, is it called Echol Chai?
Any date that's not fully ripe, or does it refer to specific
The question was, if this means a min that's a tamar mar, or does it mean a unripened tamarim? I don't know. There's no commentary here for me to know.
The Shach is giving us that same example. A min that's not good, and he's saying that all the others are. What does the machaber mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But the Shach is different talking about that.
That's our question. What Rabbi Yosef is suggesting is to tie them in. Well, this sif is talking about the Gedarim of Nechal Chai. Well, but since the beginning of the Simon, we declared Lagabi Al Shulchan Malachim. If you go according to the min, or according to the piece in front of you, and here by Nechal Chai, at least according to that Girsa and the Issa Veheta. We have the same Shaila. The question is to be Madame and Muslim Elsa, whether we can compare the two. What? It's not? It may or may not be. That's unclear. All right, Sif Tezayin. Sif Tezayin is a very important Sif. This Sif talks about the Mechaber is one topic, the Ramah is a totally different topic. The question is whether Bishal Akum Asr's Kalim. And this is a very important Shaila. Because Bishal Akum, unfortunately, is a common problem. I would say that in the houses of frum people, there are more issues of Bishal Akum than there are of out-and-out Nevela or Trefa in our homes. And the question here is whether there's a din of Asurin Kalim by Bishal Akum. See, the Hagdama to this is that this is one of the machlokes in the Ra'ah and the Rajba, in the Sefer Bedek HaBayis. The Rashba's Sefer Teres Habayis has the Agos of the Ra'ah, Vedek Habayis. The Rashba and Ra'ah argued over this Machloikis. What's the Svara to be Mekel? Why should I be Mekel? Every single Isser we know that if it's Mavliya, that it's Asr. So the Svara of the Ra'ah is that there's no Isser Bishal Akum Amblias. Why? Because Bishal Akum is Asr because of Chasnus. Chasnus meaning that if you're going to eat the guy's food, you're going to come to be socialized with him. The Ra'ah says nobody invites people to eat Blias. The Blias are not a Chashuva Michael. And therefore the Ra'ah says that Bishal Akum doesn't Asr Blias and Kalim. That's the Shita of the Ra'ah. So why did the Rashba ask? So the Ra'ah is Matmiya. The Rashba holds you have to kasha the Kalim. So the Ra'ah says, what do you mean? There's no chasnus. The Rashba responds that no, it's like every Yisr in the Torah. Every Yisid Rabbanan, Chazal asked something, it's Aser. Once it's Aser, if it gives Blias, then it's Aser Mamela. Since the food is Aser, then it's also it's also Aser Mamela. Excellent. We're going to come to that. Very good. We're going to have that. We're going to come to that discussion. As a matter of fact, that's one of the kashas on the Mechaber. But here we're talking about Blias and Kalim. We have to go back to Blias in food. Right now, they're arguing about Blias and Kalim. And these are the two shittas that the Mechaber brings. In yeshivish terms, we usually say they're arguing if Bishal Akum is Issa Chefza. If it's Issa Chefza, Chazal Asid, the food of Bishal Akum, so it's Blias also Asid. Or it's not an Issa Chefza, call it Issa Gavra, or an Issa in the Maisa. It's an Issa to eat, to cook food with a guy. But it's not a Chefza di Isura. If it's not a Chefza di Isura, then the Blias don't answer. Let's see the Mechaber. As I said, the Ramah is a totally different topic, so we'll learn the Mechaber first, and then we'll move on to the separate topic of the Ramah. Zok the Mechaber. Kelim shebishol ben ayve kechav lefaneinu, devarim sheyesh behem bishol bishol akum, tzrichin hechsher. The first shita that he brings is the shita, if you look in Chaf in the Baragayla, it says, Tor b'shem ha-rajma v'taras ha-vayis. And he brings the reason in the Baragayla. You see Baragayla Chaf, Tor b'shem ha-rajma v'taras ha-vayis ha-arach, t'chosh ha-sru chachamim, plitasai kamayu. Once Chazal asked something, plitasai kamayu. It's bliya is like the food itself, to afil ha-shamnei shal gid. Even the shuman of the gid ha-nashim, the eni ala mini kedoshim, oise taruvasai. Every Yisr Rabbanon, once the Rabbanon created the Yisr, then it already asers with Blias. So this is the Mechaber Shita. Anytime it's Bishul Akum, for whatever reason.
He cooks for himself all the time.
Right.
The kosher stuff is treif, according to Rajabon.
Right. The guy cooks in his house eggs, it's treif. Zok the Yeshayimim, the Yeshayimim. Who's the Yeshayimim? Chafal Sham, Shemov of Arash. It doesn't grab it. It's funny, he doesn't mention the Ra. The Gra Mem. Okay, anyway, it's a Shita Sara. V'yeshayimim she'enam tzrichin. Some say it doesn't need. Why? So look in Gra Mem. The Loi Shayachasnos B'kai Gavna. It's not Shayachasnos on Blias. The Raila Dvar we'll see shortly. So we have here a Machlaikis. Zok the Mechaber, how do we paskin? Even like the shittas that do require hechsher, imhu kli cheres magiloi shalish pamin v'dayoi. You don't have to ask the kli cheres over this. You can do three agolas. M'nei she'enlis zeh ikadai raisa. It's not so chomer. It's not iser zeh inlo ikar v'dayoi raisa. Ikadai raisa means some drabanans. Let's say chomets drabanan. That's yeshle ikar v'dayoi taira. The taira asked chomets. The Rabbanan asid, chametz the Rabbanan, not to chametz the Raisa. That's the Rabbanan that has an ikar dai Raisa, ken dai Raisa tiknu. Here, Einlis is a ikar dai Raisa, and therefore, the blias of Bishul Akum do not aser kalim, and you can kasher a kli cheres by kashering it three times. Now you may ask, why does it help kashering it three times? If kashering works, it should work one time. If kashering doesn't work, it shouldn't work even three times. So the Gilyam Ersha brings, this comes from Balayeter, he says the following. When you kasher kli cheres, blias come out. But not all the blias. Eina yaitzimi de dafye lo'ayla means not all the blias come out of a kli cheres. Some blias come out when you kasher it, but some stay in. If you kasher it three times is a chazaka. If you do it three times, you can assume that whenever blias come out with your next cooking, right? You cook three times, you kasher it three times. Now you want to use this plate, which has blias of bishul akum in it. Now you want to use it to put your steak on and to eat on the plate. So we say that whatever blias are going to come out now when you put your steak on it would already have come out the previous three times. Because if you do something three times, you already assume that all of the typical situations well covered. He compares it to a case in Hilchas Nida by a woman who's Raya Machmas Tashmish. It says if she sees dam because of Tashmish, so she's also to her husband, she can marry someone else because maybe the Mitzias of the is going to be different. But if it happens with three husbands, then she's also Laila. We assume it'll be happen to everybody. Because three times a Mitzias covers all the normal situations. So he compares it to that. The same idea here. If you pour hot water three times, whatever, some bleeds stay in, but whatever comes out in a normal situation already came out. And Mimela, that's what was saying. Now the Bala Iter himself holds you can always tashuk klicheres three times, but we don't pass them like the Bala Iter by himself. We use the Bala Iter as a tziruf to another sheet. I think I mentioned in the Navi Shia a couple of weeks ago that there are poskim that allow old china that a person has, which wasn't used in a year, and which a person already has, so it's going to be a davar aved, to wait a year and to kasha three times, so that they permit to do that to as a tziruf the three shitas, the shita that a year helps, the shita that three agolas help, and then the old question of our china is by laying on his glass or not in the first place. So with those three tzerufim, there are mekilim. I think there are tzvi and the tshuva is mekel. And what? It's the irichlishin. China.
No.
China is a klisheni. The shaila is the dover gush that gets put on irichlishin. You're right. Very often, it's roif tashmishai is actually probably what's halachically tzaynin. But anyway, the point is there's such a bala itashita. The only place where you can apostate the bala ita straight out is here by Bishul Akum, where the Mechabes says that Aflo Divrei HaRashba, you could still be Mekel with three Hagolas, and that's the way we pass it. Now, one more cooler here.
Is there any union that regular Hagolas
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. There's another major cooler here, and that is that here you don't have to wait for an Eid Ben Yaimai by Bishul Akum. Why? Why shouldn't you have to wait for Eid Ben Yaimai? Why do you need Eid Ben Yaimai? Why can't you kasher Ben Yaimai kli? The reason is because the time, what are you going to do? You're going to take a tray for pat and put it in boiling water. The boiling water becomes tray from the pat. However, the halacha is that Bishul Akum is batel b'rayv, as we had at the end of the previous siman. Afiyasakum Bishul Akum is batel b'rayv. And we're going to see in a minute in the Shach, by a blia from a kli, we have a right to assume the blia of the kli is not more than rayv of what comes into a tafshel. You're cooking water, it gets blia from a kli. It gets a small amount of blia, but you can assume it's less than rayv. And usually anyway, there's rayv in the water connected to the kli. And therefore, there's no need to wait to meis la'eis to kasher from Hagala because the blias are bottle barayv anyway. Let's see Shachof Aleph. Tzrichin Hechsher in this Bashel Bahen B'dievet. If you cooked in a Keli Eina Ben Yaimai, you weren't supposed, and I'm sorry, in a Keli Ben Yaimai of Bishul Akum, B'dievet V'yeshrei B'tavshel Shari D'bishulei Yaveh Kachavim B'teila Barayv Kedleel Kufyud Beis. It's at the end of Kufyud Beis. Many people look for this halach in Kufyud Gimel. They don't find it. In Kufyud Beis we had that by Bishul Akum they were mekel that's batel b'rayv. Memela b'di'eved, if food was cooked by a yid in a pot which has blias of Bishul Akum from before, so the shach's lashon is if there's rayv in the tafshel, meaning the shach is saying if the contents of the pot are more than the pot itself in volume, the Shach says that that's mutter. The Chochmas Sadim goes a step further than the Shach. Right? The Shach says, if there's rive in the tafshel, which means it won't apply if you just scramble an egg in a pan, because the egg is not rive to the pan. The Shach Sethe will only apply if the food is rive in volume against the pan. The Chochmas Sadim, here in Simas HaMachav, in other Bishul Akum, goes a step further. He says, you can always assume, when you cook a food in a pot, you have a right to assume that the blias are a miyat against the ban. It's just simply logical that the egg has more of its own taste than taste that it got from the kli. And memela, you have a right to assume that there's rive in the egg against the blias of Bishul Akum that came in the egg. And therefore, b'di'eved, if you cooked in a kelim of Bishul Akum, that's treif, because of Bishul Akum, it's not a head to do it l'chatchila, but if it was done already, then The Chachmas Adam is Mekel. Now, the Chachmas Adam is a Chiddush. I'll tell you why. Because when we learned Yaradeya, we always measure against the full volume of a Kli. We never say, hey, we don't know how much Blias come out, come out of the Kli. And we always measure 60 against the whole Kli. We never say, if the Kli is, if we were to cook 4 ounces of water in a keli that has a volume of 4 ounces. So we would say that we need against the 4 ounces. We would assume, even achatichanas nevela, we just say we don't know how many blias come out and we have to measure against the whole thing. You stick a spoon in, we always say you measure against the whole spoon. We don't make it a sophic. We don't have any spakas. We measure against the whole thing. The part that's in the liquid, although it's a klirishin, then it's everything. That's when you stick it in, right? But if it's a klirishin that's cooking, so even the part that's not exactly in the liquid, everything, the handle of it's attached also counts, if it's originally one, right? If it's a klirishin, we can't measure everything. So it's a little bit, now there, we just don't know how to measure, so we always measure keneged kula. It could be that the Chachmas Adam is being makel, because bishalakum anyway, it's a machlaikis in the first place, so Mamelas and Machlaik is the Ron Raj with Kaleb Asir anyway, so maybe that's the reason that we're going to be medical.
We don't know exactly what's coming out. Could be a 60 that's coming out, could be a 161, or could be 158.
Therefore,
Raven Miat, it's always a
Miat. So why, when I cook water in a tray for pat, and now I put this water into a soup, why do I need shishim against the whole water? Why don't I say, look, Raven of the water is the original water, only a Miat is a Blia. So I shall only need against 2 ounces instead of against 4 ounces. We don't do that. We say you need against the whole thing. So it's not because Chaticha Nas Neveler, Mechab also is that way. So it seems that we're not Pekiyim, and that's our rule. We measure against the whole thing. We don't even make it a Sofet. But here, by Bishalakum, the Chachmas Adam is being Mekel. It's a bigger cooler than the Lashon HaShach. But he's Mekel, so. No, that's what I'm saying. We don't say it in Yeradeya, in Teruv Zabasa Mechalah.
If someone uses the pot, that's the
shach. The shach in the shrash of the yevet that the yesh roi betavshel shari the bishlachim b'tel b'rei. You have the setter. That's what we're talking about. No, we never make amid yafa.
We don't want them like that.
This such shita could be. The Chachmas Adam itself is not makel by Shari Surim. But here it's the Machlokes. Okay, same. Alright, the last part of Hilchis Bishalakim is this Ramah. A guy cooked for a chayla on Shabbos, which was mutter. He's allowed to cook for a chayla on Shabbos. I don't know. The guy's allowed to do any malachi even v'chelash ein b'sakana. A mutter l'maytzay Shabbos afilu labari. It's mutter maytzay Shabbos. The leftovers even. Excuse me. Even before, because kadesh shiasu is a gezera, you're going to tell him to do it. Here you are allowed to tell him to do it. So I assume it's even before. Mutter Shabbos afilu labari. V'ein by mishum bishloi v'kechavim. The chol kehai gavna, any such case, ika hekera, hekera ika. And here also it says in the parentheses b'shem hara, the ra vital shitasai, that is mekel. But anyway, here he says another chiddush. He says leftovers from bishul akum is mutter because ika hekera. What's pshat in a heker? What is the heker? So. The Gilliam Arsha brings I forgot to go back to the other crasher, but okay. On the Blia. Was it Gilliam Arsha? No. Oh yeah, the bottom line, does he say? He goes on the Taz. All right, let's see Taz Tezvah first. What's with the keli? If the food is mutter, the keli should be mutter. If the food is if the food is us, then the keli should be us. It's really tali zeb is that.
How do you know you're talking about food? Because the
Mechaber
is talking about keli. The food is mutter.
Ain't by mishum bishulei ayvekechavim.
Let's see how the Taz Tesvav brings it. Taz Tesvav says Eloi and Divrei Aram B'Shem Ra'ai V'Yim Beis Yosef. He named Sefer Bedek Habayis La'Ra'ad Apeitas Kosav Gam Kein Hafi U'Bal Mishmeres Habayis Shua Rajva Kosav Azeh Chalila V'Chas Shloi Hutra Afil L'Chay La'Atzma Yel Beis Atzarech Bulvad. He says now there, again this machlekes the Rajva and the Ra. The Rajva I told you once he wrote Teres Habayis. The Ra wrote Bedek Habayis. And he wrote Mishmeres Habayis, right? So Mishmeres Habayis, Shehu Arashba, Kosav Azeh, Chalila V'chash, Shalai Yehotra, Afil L'chayla Atzmai, Ela Beis HaTzayrach Bulvad. Haidu B'Shabbos. He says even the Chayla can't use it after Shabbos. Ho, Beitzai Shabbos, Chayz L'Yisurei, B'Kosh Kei L'Bari. V'daima L'Neveila, L'Chayla Shesh Beis HaKana. Just like Neveila, the Muteres Lai B'Shabbos, from Hivri Yasser, the Chal Tikar Rabbanu Kender Aysa, Tikon Akan L'Shayna. So he says the Rashba says the Devar of Nechaynim, and the Taz passes that way. The Taz says that it's Aser. The Yeshayid Raya Mesimikri for Beisif Hey the Mamakim Shein Palta Matzi Yitiru Loi Avshal Balabatim Zevade Dach Shiyavay Mamakim Shein Palta Matzi Chazar Apashal Babayis Lisurei. So like we had here that the Heter only applies when it applies. If there was it goes to the Yisra Nakam Shein Palta Dafka Bahachinami Kenu. The Ilu Rabbi says if Ramas Sefer Mishmer Sabayis Loi Yopaiskan Laheter Karab is a. So the Taz argues with the Mechaber. So here we have a significant Machlokes Mechaber and Taz, Ramah and Taz rather. If the leftovers of the Gra in Membeis says that these two Machlokes are Matali Zebizah. Machlokes in the Mechaber, Flias Aser, and the Machlokes of leftovers are Rasa, if it's enough, a Hekera. Gram Membe says it's Toli Zebizah. The Rajra is like plug. Once they made the Yisr, it's Aser. And the Ra holds it goes according to the reason. And since there's a Heker, because it's something that's only Mutter for a Chayla, therefore there is no there's no Yisr. The what?
Even you normally don't eat lechem kotev, but if you bought it from wherever, you can't continue eating it.
He's saying that you cannot. He's saying you can't. That's what he's saying. The Ber Heitiv brings a raya to Aser. The Ber Heitiv has a parenthesis section, which is usually his chidushim. He writes in the last two lines that. Vali nera laichiach to osala eichlai. It talks about a Jew doing malacha. A Jew that does malacha for a chayla sheish by sakana. If he shechts for a chayla, there's no gezerah shemi yarba b'shvilai. Because it's one shechita for a big animal, a little animal, it's the same shechita. So, a sheichel ishev shabbos mutil labari bonsa. Bari could eat if he wants to eat raw meat. Aval hamevashal l'chayla, asal labari. Someone cooks for chayla sheish b'sakana on Shabbos, osel abari, gzeira shemi yarba b'shvilai, ken hachinami, im yei muta l'chayla matzoi Shabbos, shemi yarba b'shvilai. So he says, a totally different taina, that it should be also because of gzeira shemi yarba b'shvilai. If you're going to be mata for a bari to eat it, so they're going to be marba, here it's talking about a guy, that the guy is going to be marba b'shvilai, and therefore, it should be a problem.
To wait Kadesh Yassan?
It doesn't help Kadesh Yassan. You mean for the Gezerah Shem Yarba B'Shvilai? No, it's a Gezerah. Once it's a Gezerah, it doesn't help.
Because the guy made it much of Shabbos. It's also what it is.
Well, he's not asking a special akim, he's asking a Shem Yar B'Shvilai. He's saying, there's no special akim.
But
Shem Yar B'Shvilai
is real because it's a
special akim. No, don't do a special akim. Even if he's cooking food that's in Al Shulchan Malachim, and there's no Isser of special akim, but still, Shem Yar B'Shvilai. Maybe you're going to cook more on Shabbos, that's an Isser Shabbos, he'll cook more for the Bari. So that's why it's a problem. Because one's Hutra and one's Hutcha. I don't think there's any difference because that's gzeir shemiyar b'shvilei. There's certainly no difference. That's gzeir shemiyar b'shvilei. There's no chiluk.
So
that's a good question.
just to finish it, he cooks on Shabbos. There's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. This is that case where Shin Ches and Shin Chav Ches, there are two psakin in the Mishnah Berurah. If you have leftovers after Shabbos, whether it's mutter or aser, whether to paskin like this Ramah, that the leftovers are mutter or aser, that's the case where it's written in the Dugma Smedarkei Avi that his son wrote one of the Samanim and the father wrote one, and when the son saw that he paskin the other way, he figured I'll leave them both in, and you know, who says I'm right? The Chafetz Chaim said, you know, maybe he's right, and maybe I'm not right. So he left both psakim in, and there's what seems to be a stira in the Mishnah Berurah and the psak, and he's machleks the chayyadam and the nesivus lahalacha. There is a big limud schus here on. It's only a limud schus. It's not really right, but there are many elderly people who are not well that have full time help in the house. And there are problems, serious problems of bishalakum. I mean, the guy is left there the whole day, and we all know that the guy cooks. Anybody with seichel knows it's not logical that the guy never cooks anything. And assuming, hopefully, there are no treifus issues, but at the very least, there are bishalakum issues. So you align the pilot light, if you have pilot lights, which not everybody has. In Simishin Chav Ches, Sifyot Tes, the Mechaber does bring a shita that is makel on Bishalakum, even during the week, that it doesn't aser, if it's Bishalakum for a chayla, that doesn't aser out Bishalakum. And he brings such a shita to be makel. They are matmiim on the shita samachaber. But at least it's a limit chus. There's such a shita that's makel, that there's no Bishalakum issue with the chayla, the chlal, and that doesn't aser kalim even on a weekday. So Menela, like I said, it's not the Shita we pass can like, but at least it's a limit slus on those who are stuck in a Shasat Chak situation. No. Any Malacha on Shabbos is Muta Al Yedei Goy for a Chayla. The Prima Gadim in Shilchav Ches asks that for a Chayla, Shembe Sakana, we're only Matir, and this is Rabbanah, Shalek Ederech Achila. With not Matir, we're going to have it later in Yeridea, that Shabbos, any chayla, a chayla to she'en by sakana, a guy could do anything for a chayla Shabbos. He can adjust the bed, he can do anything. For other drabbanans, what it says in there is that initial like a derech achila. Here, by Bishal Akum, the mechaber is being makel for the chayla, not for somebody else. If you come to visit, somebody has a relative that's home with a living nurse, don't eat with him, because there's a problem for you. But for the chayla she'im by sakana, the mechaber brings such a shita that is meikel for a chayla she'im by sakana bishalakum b'makom tzairach. So at least there is such a shita that even though here it says the ika hekera, it's not only on Shabbos. But no, it's not meikel for anybody else. It's meikel only for that person.
The
kaili
of bishalakum. If it's not
usher
for the
Kabbalah,
so it's not
usher
for somebody else.
See, again, you're going with the Rashba Shita that it's a Chepzadi Surah, so it's usher, it's not. We're relying on the Ra. The Ra holds that when it's Ika Hekera, the same food, when it's Ika Hekera, it's Mutter, and when it's like Hekera, it's usher. So he's considering Ika Hekera, whatever the Heker is, that when a guy uses it, that's called when it's done for a Chayla, that's called Ika Hekera. What exactly hikakera means is a little hard, but whatever it means, that's the Rosh Shita. That's not an isachefza, it's an isa, it depends on the person. I just don't want to leave it without mentioning to you that one of the kashas, I said I would come back to it, the Ra'ah holds blias amutter. Because on blias, there's no chasnas, there are no invitations. The Gra asks, from something we had by Achiasakum, in Kufya Days, Sivav, that if you cook a knish, and in the knish you have eggs, or you have potatoes, you have meat, so that meat is bishalakum. Can you clean off the meat and just eat the crust? On the bread part, assuming there's a heter or paspalter? So it said no, because they are blias of the food in the crust. So the Gra asks, how could you say that on blias there's no iser akum, because you don't invite people for blias? We see that there that you have blias in the bread, and yet they ask it out special akum. That's the gross kasha. Now it could be that the difference is that in a keli we always say that it's an isakolosh, a not bar not that teira is mutter. Because you say when it goes through a keli, it's an isakolosh.
Not so. There could be a person with a good recipe, cooks bread, and puts some meat by the bread that the fat should go into it, and it's not an issakolosh, it's a chaza. So it could be the chilik is that there it's an issakolosh, and the issakolosh through a keli, the raw is matir. But it's a chazak, maybe there is a conservative. The Gra in Mem does ask the Kasha. He says, Lasa, da bepnadish, oisisham, sivav, mate mayayin, sivav, also ask the Kasha. That, yeah. Okay. So, don't confuse it, lamaisa. What we're saying here, we finish now, athiyasakam bishalakam. Besides all the pratim, the klal that you should always remember is the rule that it's batel barai, which is something people forget. Nechal chai, al shulchan malach, and people are fluent in it. The fact that bishul akum is always batel barai is something people are somehow not fluent in. And this machlaikis of blias aser, but remember, only be a blias through a kli is a machlaikis. Blia from a food to a food, but that's really not a machlaikis.
And the keli that was asked for bishul akum, that was used for something as the food that was.
That's shach chafal. If shach chafal says it's mutter. The keli is awesome, but if you already cooked something else in the keli, Shachaf Aleph says, if there's rive, it's mutter.
You
still have to mash it, but the other doesn't. You have to kasher the keli, even after you cooked food. But the food, like any other thing, I'm a keli. The question, if you cook for a chayla, do you have to kasher it? It's the same achleikas there on the Rashba. If you have to kasher the keli, and the same steer in the Mishnah Berurah. You have to kasher the keli. Lamai, so we kasher, if it's possible to kasher. We kasher to kli cheres, so we rely on three. Right, there's no bishalakam on warming things because it was already edible. Right, it's already edible.
You know that elderly people have some help sometimes. What time? So you don't even have to. If your parents, you have that, you were never.
Yes.
What would you do? Kasher the house right there.
Can I ask you why? People always ask me what to do. I don't know what to do, but there's a problem. There's a problem. If you can be a Yaitza V'nichnas, it helps, but you have to warn the person they're not allowed to cook. Being a Yaitza V'nichnas and not telling the person is not good enough. You have to know, really, you can't rely, I'll catch him if he does it. There has to be a mirsis. So if you tell the person, don't cook, and you're a Yaitza V'nichnas, that's the heter. If not, you'll tell me it's a chayli and it's a yesh beisakarev. I put him in a nursing home, he'll die quicker.
No,
it doesn't help for the other person. You're right. I wouldn't eat there. I don't eat in anybody's house who has full time help. Period. For my plug, I'm a person. There are problems. So the et koshke madach. The problem when people are well, when a person's bedridden, it's certainly a problem. It's a problem. What should I tell you? The only heter I know is if there's a yaitza v'nichnas. If there's a yaitza v'nichnas and he's told not to, that's good. If not, it's a problem.
That's when your system's going to lose his job.
Okay, hopefully he'll get better. Okay. You should know, David, I have at least two times a year where somebody from this neighbor comes to me and says, you'll never believe what happened, I caught the gaita of cooking. It happens to me all the time. So what are you going to do? It's I just know that it happens all the time. So
the guy cooked. So for instance,
that's going to be a problem. Yeah. Unless you align the pilot light heter, if the pilot was turned on by a year, the other kind, it's a problem. Shanoi, I only had one this year so far, so you better watch out.